football teams in West Virginia, basketball teams down IMG Academy in Florida. I mean, that's how we roll these days. We're big time.
Yeah, I think we need to start doing training camp for the show.
Where are we going?
Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Yes.
Kidding me? We do training camp. We do it in February.
Yeah.
We go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
You know what
would happen. It's warm.
Can we be really honest?
Sure.
Yeah, we would be up in Nunavut, Canada. That's where they would send us to. Yeah, it's February. Where are you going to? That semi-new province in Canada? Oh, that's great.
You know where they do the Iditarod? A little north.
Yeah. In fact, even the dogs don't want to go that far
exactly.
north. That's where you'll be doing your
even
spring
training.
Even
the dogs training. Are like, eh. Forget it. We're not doing this.
Brian Anderson said some pretty interesting stuff, especially about the playoffs going into this thing. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I got the same word going through my mind right now.
So I had an evil dark
like,
thought.
His resistance to maybe having some of these days off.
And BA also had the evil dark thought that a lot of people have yelled at me for. Here's what BA told us a little bit earlier.
You know, when you get into these situations, I hate to say that it's almost a bonus to be a wild card team because you're playing right away than to have to sit and wait for, you know, 5 or 6 days. I think that is definitely a disadvantage, and I don't know how else you do it, because if you're going to have the wild card and you're going to have a best of three, they have to play first. And even though you play them 3 days in a row, you know, there's an off day, play them 3 days in a row, and then the next series is going to start. That's still the teams that get the byes. You're right. They're going to sit for 5 or 6 days, and that is, in my opinion, that's just far too long.
It is weird. Like, you play 162, right? If you're in a weird spot where you have a day off and you have a rain out the next day, you may have 2 days off throughout the regular season. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. And now all of a sudden you're asking a team to stop doing what they're doing. Now, the one thing I love about baseball is that, you know, they play series all year long. It's not like the NBA, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, we'll play this team on Tuesday, we're playing that team on Thursday. And then, oh, by the way, when we get to the playoffs, you're going to play the same team in a best of seven. NHL, same thing, right? But when it comes to baseball, the essence of the game is to play in a series. And the key to success, any baseball team will say, go out and win series. Doesn't matter if you get beat 21-0 in the first game of the series. Come back and win the next 2-1-0. You won the series. That's what's important. So I think the mindset is set up for that just by the inherent nature of the game. But now you're put yourself in a spot that you are rewarded for being the first or the second best team in the American or National League, and you're going to have to wait almost a week before you play your first game. And so that gives, you know, I think from a baseball perspective, you have to wonder if that's good or bad.
So the All-Star break is 4 days. The All-Star
break
last year
too,
was 4 days.
Yeah, okay.
So, no, I just, because I was wondering, I was like, okay, so how long is the All-Star break? Is this something, is it similar to that? So this break would be 1 day longer than the All-Star break.
All right. But even on the All-Star break, it's like, oh, I can go home.
Right.
A lot of guys go home during that.
Correct. They go home, there's a bit of a relaxation, but it's only 4 days on top of that. So even starters, you're still on your throwing programs, you're not getting away from all of that stuff. You're not just shutting it down, especially if you're the guy that's coming in and throwing the day that the season is roaring back. I have said I didn't want the bye. I kind of stand behind that. And we don't have enough information to truly make this case. But right now, so we've done this now for 2 years. We've had 8 teams that have had the bye. 3 out of the 8 teams have won the series that's come out of it. Now, again, 2 years, 8 teams. This is a really small sample size. So I don't think we could sit back here and say, yes, for sure, you don't want the bye. We don't have enough information to make that case. But it's just one of those things worth noting. I didn't want it. You got it. Hey, man, take it. You know, rest up the bullpen. Rest up the arms. Rest up anybody who's fighting any kind of injury. Hey, Stephen Kwan, like, I know you just came off the IL. Get your rhythm back a little bit. If you need that extra time, you got it. If anybody's nursing something, David Fry, shoulder injury, hey, maybe those 5 days do wonders for you. But I kind of didn't want it. And
can you stop doing that by gritting your, like, no one understands when you're gritting your teeth.
No, because it's like, because it's the thing you shouldn't say. You should go, what? I am being rewarded. Yay, reward. Like, that's how you should think of it. You know,
who does it affect the most, though? Is it the pitchers? Is it because pitchers?
Think it's the hitters.
Yeah, I think it's more on that, and I don't think it changes your ability to field, because that to me is like riding a bicycle. Like, you know how to take a ground ball. I don't think a couple days off are going to stop you from getting a ground ball. Do you?
No.
Okay. No, so I mean, defensively, I don't think there's any issues with, especially when we're talking about guys at Major League Baseball level. That's not the case at all. But you're right. It's the timing of the hitter.
And you can't simulate a playoff game. Like, no matter how loud you turn up the speakers inside of the stadium, no matter all the things that you do, you can't simulate a playoff game. You know, a jugs machine can't simulate a pitcher, no matter how hard you try to do it. So that's the other side.
Get some robots out there, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the other side of this, too. So, look, man, it is what it is, and you'll take it because you earned it. And you should be proud of yourself for the fact that you earned having a bye here. It just always made me wonder a little bit. Okay, is this the way you do this? Or should you be in the position that you want to just keep playing and staying in that rhythm, and especially if you're coming in on a hot streak? Especially if you're coming in on a hot streak.
The other thing you want to watch for coming into this weekend, too, is Emmanuel Clase. Because I was watching – no, I was just reading MLB.com. And they were talking about, you know, some of the things to watch for this weekend, some of the top things at stake. And, you know, Clase is one of them. And it's just, think about the numbers. Clase has a 0.61 ERA. That to me is just mind-blowing outside of, what, March, right? Who has a 0.61 ERA? And he's done it for 73 and a third innings with 73 appearances.
Unbelievable.
It is. He's looking at, he's on track to do something that four pitchers have done, and that's he'll become the fifth pitcher with an ERA of 0.75 or lower in 50 or more innings. He would join Zach Britton, Fernando Rodney, Dennis Eckersley, and Rob Murphy if he can just kind of finish things off this weekend, depending on if they use him or not. So I can't say enough about his season. I mean, he is such an integral part of the reason the Guardians and the postseason are being said with ease this year.
My favorite Emmanuel Clase stat.
Mm-hmm.
Guy throws, what, 103, 102, somewhere in there, right? Can max out, even can max out to 104 every so often. So typically we all know how physics works, right? Object of motion stays in motion, use that momentum. We heard it so many times. You know, hey, use that momentum that they give you. One of the lowest exit velocities in all of baseball is Emmanuel Clase.
Really?
For a guy that throws 102.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Bottom 10% in the league.
Two keys and a lock. You ready for the Browns and Raiders? We're going to give you two keys and a lock. Plus, Tim May is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.